858-879-0931.
Hello, this is Jakob.
Hi, Jakob. It's Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Great. Yeah, so looks like I received your web registration. You wanted to get a little information on our working capital programs. Does that sound right?
That is correct. Yeah, I got a flyer in the mail from you guys.
Oh, okay. Okay, excellent. Well, let me start off. I kind of want to confirm a few details that we have here, just some simple stuff, and then we can get into kind of, you know, the more meaty material. Now, the name of the business that I have here, it shows MBYG Home Builders, Inc. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And we have you guys at 2730 South Constitution in West Valley?
Correct.
All right. And
we actually just moved from there, so we're going to have to do an address change. That's where you guys got the flyer, too.
Oh, okay. So you guys just recently changed?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Address changed, but
okay. All right. How about as far as the ownership of the business goes? Are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
Been in the business since with this company, I believe, the February of 2015.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So as far as our programs go, we do have a lot of different working capital programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can give you some feedback here.
Well, I'm a general contractor, so we build homes for our customers, custom homes. And it's kind of, we've been doing it with customers getting their own loan. Sometimes it takes a lot of time for them to get themselves approved and ourselves approved. On top of that, of course, of constructions, when you have the working capital, you can just go ahead and build it for.
Yeah.
Most of my customers, usually they have their own land, so they don't have to really buy the land. They pre-qualify with the bank, and then I provide all the building, and then once the building is complete, then I get my lump sum money from the bank that is going to run and get them a regular loan instead of course of construction loan. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
And I've experienced that with this four homes that we built within last year. It takes 2 to 3 weeks sometime when you submit your payment to get paid from the course of construction loan. It's just been a kind of pain in the butt to work with it. So I just thought maybe if this works out, it might just be the way to go. I don't know.
Sure. So yeah, let me know if I'm following correctly here right now. So when you are building homes, right, the customers are getting their own financing from the bank. So you have to wait till they get the financing in place. Then you go ahead, complete the project, and you wait probably an additional 2 to 3 weeks to get paid for it. Now, do you get paid from the bank or from the customer?
Currently the way we do it, they get their loan with the bank / with the cost of construction loan. So then they have to include me to qualification purpose.
Okay.
Then the bank qualifies me as a builder, and then they put me in the system. So that's like a whole another month of delay to start the project. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So once the project is approved, we already have a month delay, and they already have bought the lot, so they don't have to worry about that. Now, during that whole month of being approved, I could have wasted my time to get all the architectural engineering done and go to the city or whatnot. So I'm like, just because of that, I'm a couple of months delayed to start the process, and then that could be halfway done with the project.
Yeah.
So so this is the first problem. Second problem, once they approve us, now the section by section, so once a month, they pay us, okay, whatever work we did, partially.
Oh, okay.
Let's say that I did the foundation, I did the framing, plumbing, or whatnot, rough plumbing. So I send them an invoice, they pay me for that, and I wait another 2-3 weeks to get paid. You know what I mean?
I see, yeah.
So when you have the working capital, I don't have to wait for anything. I don't have to wait for them to. I can just deal with my finance company, let's say that you guys,
yeah,
and deal with whatever I have, and then just make my payments or whatever, and have that working capital on my projects.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that gives you the green light from the beginning because you have the funds in place. They already own the land. You can go ahead and, you know, complete the project and bill your customer.
Correct.
Okay, I got you. Now, let me see here. Okay, have you ever done a working capital loan before? Is this your first time looking into it?
No, this is the first time. Since the company was new, I never even applied for it.
Sure, okay. Now, here's a question for you. What do you guys do for your gross annual sales, the top-line revenue?
Well, basically, for the 2015 calendar year, my taxes shows $230,000.
Okay.
Like, obviously, I don't have the 2016. I probably will be a little more than that because the three of the houses we completed fell into the 2016. So.
Okay. What's the average size for the cost of a project that you have?
Cost of the project, single project, is about $200,000.
Oh, okay. All right. And then do you have any idea of how much you were looking for the working capital right now, like a ballpark figure?
Right around maybe $200,000 or more. If there's, you know, I know that your flyer says up to $250,000. I don't know if I want to go up to $250,000.
Sure. Now, that $200,000, so would that be... That would be capital for pretty much one project, or are you expecting that $200,000 to last kind of for multiple projects?
It will probably last multiple projects because usually when we start the project, let's say if I win that time frame, like I say earlier, that I lose about a couple of months just to get the bank involved. And, usually it takes us 3 to 3.5 months to finish the project.
Okay.
So basically pretty much... because of the supplier programs that I have with the companies, usually a lot of them, I even do 6 months no interest or 30 day pay net on my suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
Usually 200, it's going to give me a luxury of taking care of two projects.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and do you have any idea how soon you wanted to bring the funds on?
Okay.
That gives me an idea of what we're working with here. There's no specific deadline that we need to have everything wrapped up by, though.
Right.
Okay. All right, so another question for you is, as far as your personal credit goes, what does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
I haven't checked last time, but I know it was good.
Okay.
Over 800, I believe, when I started getting some loans, but then since I got, the car loans or whatnot, just thought it might just go down to, 700s or whatever, but...
Okay, sure. No, we're still able to work with it. That's not bad at all. Give you a little feedback that the national average right now is about 690. So if you're up in the 700, you're sitting in an okay spot. Okay. So basically the way that this works, right, is we get you approved based off of your sales. So in order to do that, I'm obviously going to need a few things from you, but what we do is we look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements and the most recent tax return that you have. So once I have that, I can go ahead, I can get you an approval. My kind of path forward is to get you approved for the largest amount and the longest term, and then work backwards from there to see kind of how much we need and then what term makes the most sense. Now for these, I know you haven't done a working capital loan before, so it is a little different than a traditional loan. The terms are typically shorter terms, so we set them up on between 3 months and 3 years. So it goes as far out as 3 years. But typically what right. the way that these are used are businesses look at it as a, you know, short-term injection of cash, lets you, you know, finish a project, take the cash, finish the project, pay it back on a short term so you minimize the interest cost. And then you just move on to your next project. Now, it's also a renewable source. So if we do this the first time around and say we can't get you the full $200,000 for whatever reason, if the sales don't justify it or if there's an issue with the credit, something like that, I can always go with something smaller and start off with like $50,000, $100,000, something like that this first time. Establish the relationship, and then when you get a couple months into the term, we open you up to more cash. So if everything isn't available first, you know, right away off this first at bat, we can set you up with something that you can at least get started with, establish a relationship, well, and then we can get you more
also,
later.
When you do, you also is it like a, could it be like an equity line of credits, like for example, like you got a $100,000 credit and then you pay it off, and then you still have that available. So can you just go, let's say I got $200,000, I finish a project, I pay it all off, and wait for the next project in a month or so.
Uh-huh.
Do I still have that available, or it just closes once you pay it off?
It's very...
Or you just have to apply again?
Yeah, it's very similar in the sense that we get you approved for the largest amount, but we set you up on a term loan with it. Now, once you finish that term loan, or even usually when you get 40% of the way into the term, then we open you up to additional financing. So we would just get you qualified again. And it would, because it's dependent on your cash flow, we would just need updated bank statements. So say you do something here in November, and then we get a little further down the line, and in February you have another project. All we would need to do is collect bank statements for November to February. We plug those in, get you a fresh approval, and then it's good to go. Typically, at that point, once you already establish a relationship with us, to get you more cash, it takes us about 24 to 48 hours. So it's a pretty quick process.
Okay. So, yeah, I can get those statements, no problem.
Okay. Now, let me see. I have the email as it's yakubg@vipinc.net. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now with the application that I need, and then a list of what I need from you. So basically, it's just the 6 months of the bank statements and the tax return.
Okay.
So I'll send that to you now. All you got to do is get that back to me. It usually takes me about 24 to 48 hours to get an answer on an approval amount and terms, and from there we can kind of go over what's available and find exactly what you want.
Aldo, what's the interest rate you're looking at for a 3-year term, for example?
So I'm not sure what you're going to qualify for yet. It depends on the cash flow of the business. We'll take a look at your personal credit. But that, I will have all of that for you about, you know, 24 hours after you get everything back into me. So I'll send everything to you right now. When do you think you were able to get the application and the bank statements and tax return back to me?
Probably sometime this afternoon I should be able to, or over the weekend, so you should be getting it by Monday.
Oh, okay, perfect. So if I have it this afternoon, I can go ahead and submit it. If you send it over the weekend, I'll submit it Monday morning, and in that case, we would probably have, you know, terms or at least initial feedback by Tuesday.
Okay.
All right, so I'll send it over there now. On the email, you have all of my direct contact information, so if you have any questions, you feel free to reach out.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.